Okay. Yeah, we have Jim Kellogg present. We have President Rogers on the phone, Vice President Gustafson, and Commissioner Hutton.
And AGP Video, and we'll be recording the teleconference of December the 17th.
And we also have our Deputy Attorney General, Bill Cunningham, on the phone. Right, Bill?
Yes.
Okay. So this is, and in the room today, we have really no one from the department I can read. No, I'm just...
You got me here.
Neil Manji from the department.
Following through.
The important people were not available from... I'm just kidding. it's a holiday, so I'm sorry.
Wow.
Okay, the branch chief, Neil Manji, is here, and his staffer, Scott Barrow, is here. Deputy Executive Director John Fisher is in the room, and Jim Kellogg, Commissioner Kellogg. And myself, I'm John Carlson. Today is December 17th, 2007. This is a special meeting of the Fish and Game Commission. And we have two agenda items today. First agenda item is, number one, possible adoption of proposed changes to subsection B172.7 of the section 7.50, Title 14, related to Saucel Creek's fishing regulations. And if the commissioners want to have any discussion, let me know. If not, staff has a suggested motion.
Do I hear any discussion?
No.
Jim, you okay?
Yes.
Okay, John, go ahead with a suggested motion.
Do you want me to do it, Jim, or do you want to? Either way, we can.
Yeah, I'll do it. I got to come up all the way up.
Jim's going to do it.
Yeah, Jim's got to get something out of this.
Yeah, the Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to the authority vested by Section 200, 202, 205, 215, 220, 240, 315, and 316.5 of the Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, or make specific Sections 200 through the same numbers of said code, hereby amend subsection 7.50B, 172.7, Title 14, CCR, from current regulations which allow fishing from the last Saturday in April to November 15th, using artificial lures and barbless hooks, and a zero bag limit to a complete fishing closure all year for Saucel Creek.
John, is there any public commentary?
There's a note in parentheses that says the regulatory language would be included as an appendix in the Commission Office Master Minutes.
You asked if there was any public comments on this, Commissioner Rogers, and I'm not aware of any public comments. I'm pretty certain that there were no public comments.
Okay, do I hear that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Gotta do a roll call.
Aye.
I'm sorry, on teleconference, I need to do a roll call.
Right. That's right.
Let me start with Commissioner Sutton.
Aye.
Vice President Gustafson.
Aye.
President Rogers.
Aye.
And in the room, Commissioner Kellogg.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries 4-0. Now, there is no one from the public in the room. We're going to move to a... Executive session. I actually am going to ask the department folks to leave at this point too. We just have some internal executive business to deal with.
I hope it was worth it, Neil.
Exactly.
He's probably going to linger because we do have some food here.
Oh, that's right. It is the 17th, and there is food. That's right.
That's right.
So Neil won't go far, you can guarantee.
That's right.
Yeah, but I got a question, Jim. Did he bring anything? Because it was potluck.
I brought some syrup.
Oh. Not your hunger. What did you bring?
See you guys. All right.
If you want some chili, come on back, Neil. So I'll turn the executive session over to Deputy Attorney General Cunningham.
Okay, thanks, John. Again, Bill Cunningham, Deputy Attorney General, Counsel for the California Fish and Game Commission. This is an executive session of the California Fish and Game Commission conducted pursuant to Government Code Section 11-126.
Sorry, Bill.
I was just logging in here. I just kind of heard executive session. Are we still? Is this the closed session?
You should, yes. Yeah. Yes. This is
okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm glad I just happened to pick up. All right, and we are.